A few Christmas parties are planned in Canberra this week as federal parliament wraps up for another year, but it won't be all festivities. The federal government's working hard to finish the year on a high after last week's inglorious end. The coalition's trying to marshal enough support to repeal the so-called Medivac legislation, and it's also announcing new measures to crack down on foreign interference. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
The Christmas cheer is coming to Canberra. Liberal Senator Dean Smith confident about the week ahead.
Well, it's almost Christmas. There's every reason why it'll be better than last week.
The government is still reeling from losing a vote on key legislation last week. It was confident One Nation would support the so-called union-busting bill, but that didn't happen.
It's up to Pauline Hanson to explain to the Australian people why she did what she did last week.
Flying into Canberra, Defence Minister Linda Reynolds was not holding back on her assessment of One Nation leader Pauline Hanson.
Integrity and honesty in all legislative matters are important.
Stunned by the character assassination, Pauline Hanson is making it clear she'll be playing tough with future negotiations.
I don't intend to tell them how I'm going to vote on anything in the future because they can't be trusted.
But the Senator has already made an exception after the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton called asking for her position on Medivac. Pauline Hanson confirming she will support the government's attempts to repeal the legislation.
I have given him my guarantee that I will back it. He knows my word is my bond. And Peter Dutton's got no reason to question me otherwise.
I have a good working relationship
with Peter Dutton. I have a lot of respect for the man.
The government needs just one more vote and is looking to independent Senator Jackie Lambie.
I look very forward to really getting our teeth into it and see if we can get this settled once and for all this week.
Doctors' groups have been trying to speak to the Senator in an attempt to change her mind. They argue the Medivac legislation treats people offshore with compassion, respect and dignity. But they haven't been able to secure face-to-face meetings with the Senator over the past few weeks. Today she'll sit down with the government as they attempt to secure her support. The Senator has one key demand, but won't say what it is, citing national security concerns.
I'd say to Jackie Lambie and to the crossbenchers, and indeed to the government themselves, is stop playing politics.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese wants the Medivac legislation to stay in place.
The world would end if this legislation was passed. It was passed. It's been implemented in an orderly way.
While the government continues to negotiate with Jackie Lambie, it's today announcing new measures to curb foreign interference. ASIO has described the threat as extensive, unrelenting and increasingly sophisticated. A counter foreign interference task force is being established, which is expected to help security agencies with their investigations and lead to prosecutions. It will be led by ASIO and include personnel from AUSTRAC, the Australian Signals Directorate and Federal Police. The total cost, nearly $88 million.
Stephanie Boris reporting there.